experience stepping on that field and wearing that NFL shield and playing against, you know, the best cornerback in the world and lining up with Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Doug Flutie. And I mean, that type of excitement in your life is at that point in your time is the highest thing that you can get. And that's something that you've maybe shot for since you saw guys, you know, Walter Payton playing when you were a kid. So it's kind of ingrained into you that, hey, you'll do whatever you can to be at that level. And then, you know, it comes a point in your career where it's not as important, and you just move on, just like it comes in everybody's career.
Is there a crossover point, do you think, for most pro football players where the motivation is a little bit different? They start thinking about the afterlife. They start thinking about their families and other things.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think the guys that are a little ahead of the curve think of that a little maybe earlier in their career, and you know, some guys maybe it reaches them later. But we always know that there's going to be an end. You're always as good as your last play, and that day comes to everybody. We just always try to maybe prolong it because, you know, through all the off-season workouts and all the OTAs and the training camps, there's still nothing like suiting up on Sunday and making a play and just having that euphoric feeling of you know, playing amongst the best and being one of the best.
I don't think there is a better feeling in sports than to walk onto a college campus in the Midwest someplace, preferably, and take in a college football game. I mean, there is something about the briskness of a Saturday, the leaves turning color, the tailgate parties and all of that, the